This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Appu Gapak. Union Health Ministry today held review meeting with states on heatwave preparedness and measures to prevent hospital fires during summer months. The Directorate General of Health Services, Dr. Atul Goyal, conducted the virtual meeting. During the meeting, it was informed that the highest level officials of all state and UTs are monitoring the situation stringently. They have established an emergency response plan with SOPs for evacuating patients, staff and visitors in the untoward incident of a fire. The notification for election to 3 seats of Rajya Sabha in Kerala was issued today. The tenure of CPI leader Binay Biswam, CPIM leader Elamaram Karim and KCM leader Jose K. Mani is ending on 1st July. The notification for by-poll to 1 seat from Maharashtra in the Rajya Sabha was also issued today. The seat has been vacant due to resignation of NCP leader Praful Patel. Nominations can be filed for the seats in Kerala and Maharashtra till 13th of this month. Polling will be held on 25th of this month. National Democratic Alliance, NDA, has initiated process for formation of a new government at the centre. Preparations have begun with the ruling NDA, unanimously electing Prime Minister Narendra Modi as its leader. During the meeting of NDA leaders in New Delhi yesterday, a resolution was passed mentioning that India has witnessed all-round development in every field in the last 10 years during the NDA government under the leadership of Modi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said this is a historic mandate for the third consecutive government. During the meeting, it was unanimously decided that NDA government will continue to work towards all-round development of the country. NDA partners said that Modi has a clear vision for Viksit Bharat. JDU today said that it has not put any conditions with regard to cabinet berth in the new NDA government. Talking to Akashvani News, party spokesperson KC Tyagi said that BJP President JP Nadda and Union Minister Rajnath Singh have been given the responsibility to talk to NDA alliance partners with regard to cabinet formation, and meetings are taking place in this regard. He, however, said JDU wants special status for Bihar as it will help in addressing the issues of poverty, unemployment and migration from the state. The partners of India bloc met in New Delhi yesterday to chalk out their strategies on government formation at the centre. The mandate came against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said that the India Alliance welcomes all parties which shares its fundamental commitment to the values enshrined in the preamble of Indian Constitution. President of European Commission Ursula von der Leyen today congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his re-election for a historic third term over a phone call. Prime Minister also received a telephone call from Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. Modi thanked his Australian counterpart and the President of the European Commission for their congratulatory note. A review meeting of the bloc and cultural level functionaries of the Education Department of Pabumpare was held at the conference hall of the DDSC office today in Itanagar. During the meeting, Pabumpare DSCTT Tara reviewed the academic performances of the students in Arunachal Pradesh Board and CBSE examination 2023-24. He also called for regular monitoring and supervision of the schools through routine school visits to monitor the quality of education, teacher performance, students' attendance and the implementation of various educational schemes. He also directed all the block and cluster level functionaries to complete the school boundary mapping process within 1 week and submit by 15th of this month for obtaining LPCs from the DC. The DDSC further placed a proposal look back to the school through which a voluntary contribution from teachers will be collected annually to generate funds. India, South Korea, Japan, the US and the European Union today launched an alliance to put joint efforts to build a resilient supply chain in the biopharmaceutical sector. The announcement was made at the inaugural meeting of the Biopharmaceutical Alliance held in San Diego, California during the Bio International Convention 2024. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning over northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 6 days. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.